This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans who are 70 and older are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccination. Catherine Phillips, who turned 72 this month, remembers what it was like before there was widespread measles and polio vaccinations.
My sister, who is 76 and lives down the road, texted me and said, "Woohoo! We can now get our shots." I lived through an era where when we had measles in our house, we had a quarantine sign on the door.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser is warning Coloradans not to fall victim to COVID-19 vaccine scams. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The Attorney General warns that fraudsters may contact people claiming they can get them a vaccine or an appointment to get vaccinated. Weiser says don't fall for it. If you have questions about when a vaccine will be available for your age group or job, check with your doctor or local health department. And above all else, do not rely on unsubstantiated claims about a vaccine's availability. The COVID-19 pandemic has been ripe for fraud and scams. The AG's office last spring investigated several claims of price gouging on hand sanitizer and toilet paper, and yes, false offers of a vaccine, even then when it wasn't yet available. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Restaurants in the state will be able to reopen to indoor dining at 25% of their normal capacity starting Monday. Governor Polis announced that change, saying falling case rates mean the state can loosen COVID-19 restrictions. This is CPR News.